Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. Good Monday morning here on the Music of America podcast. We're in a new state. Every week we hit another state, and this week we're in Oklahoma. We begin things in Foss, Oklahoma, where we'll meet the Hunter Hughes Band, and we'll talk with Hunter Hughes and the Hunter Hughes Band in just a moment after I introduce you to Trevor and Eileen Bild of Ordinary to Extraordinary Life. They've created and produced and manage the largest indie, all-original indie music Roku channel, OTEL Music Videos, O-T-E-L. Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, O-T-E-L. See how they did that? They try to give back and help others be seen and heard for their life legacy, and they're welcoming new submissions from a variety of genres to submit videos to them, and then they post it on their Roku channel with their website. If you go to their website, www.otelluniverse.com, click on the What is Roku tab. There's a pull-down menu there, and on that pull-down menu, click on the Roku channels, complete, and then submit your video form and submit, of course, your video. Now, Roku is seen in 160-plus countries. They've got a viewership in excess of 80 million people worldwide. You're missing out if you don't have a video connected with Roku in some capacity, and here you can do it with OTEL Universe at www.otelluniverse.com. Make sure you add their Roku channel, watch, and give them a 5-star. Hunter Hughes Band, our guest here on the Music America podcast with Hunter Hughes. And is there a band in the Hunter Hughes Band, Hunter, or is it just you and tracking, or what?
Yes, sir. We have a full band. It consists of we're just a 4-piece. Mm-hmm. Got my best friend Chandler Shockley, a good buddy of mine, Jordan Kane, and also a really good friend of mine, Jevin Lester, all from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Are y'all from Foss or from the area?
I am from Foss. I was born and raised over here in Foss and grew up going to school in Canute, Oklahoma. And the rest of my band is from Elk City in Stillwater.
Okay. Now, where is that in reference to, say, Tulsa or Elk City? You're kind of in between, right?
I'm between Elk City and Clinton Foss is. That's where I'm located. About an hour and a half west of OKC.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're further on south. Almost in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. It's just bear with me because I'm old. and it's been a while since I used to live. My first radio gig was in Joplin. So we serviced Oklahoma, and I used to go to Tulsa a lot. But I just I've lost track of the memories I've had down there. And part of that has to do with age, I'm sure. So what got you into this? Have you always been a musician? Did you just decide one day, I want to play guitar, or what?
Yeah, it kind of just started off as playing guitar. I really wanted to learn how to play guitar, and I picked one of those up when I was about 18 years old, fresh out of high school. And, man, it's kind of a weird story. We kind of just started playing together at a buddy's house. He had, like, a little music room at his house. And
yeah.
It was more like a second living room, but we used to all go in there and just jam out. And before long, we had a full band, and that's kind of how we started. We just decided we were going to start playing shows and recording music.
No kidding. Did you start off with covers, or did you start off with original music and you don't look back, or what?
We started off doing covers. We was a cover band at first, and I had another band before this one, and it didn't really work out, so we redid it and made it to Hunter Hughes Band. I started writing songs and releasing songs.
See how good your memory is. What was the very, 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 very first song you played at a paying gig? What your first paying gig was, and you got to think of what the first song was of that paying gig.
Okay, the first song I ever played. It was Knocking on Heaven's Door.
It
was in Laverne, Oklahoma at an acoustic show with a buddy of mine, Bailey Sanchez.
Yeah,
it was a cool spot.
Band I was in, that was always our start song. We always started.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a good, simple song, you know, and you get loosened up. And we used to call it, well, I'm paraphrasing, we used to call it gosh darn animals, gosh darn cats. Because those are your chords, G, D, A minor, G, D, C. And our bass player would always like, what are the notes again? What are the notes again? Like, jeez, John, come on. And finally, our lead guitar player said, it's, of course, with his more colorful language, he said, gosh darn animals and gosh darn cats. And that's been the name of the song ever since. But that's a great song. It's a great song to open up with, you know?
Yeah, man. And I mean, we still play it in our set to this day. I mean, we could really rock it up. And oh, no, it gets real high energy, so we love it.
Do you do more like a Guns N' Roses than a Bob Dylan version of it then?
Yeah, most definitely more like Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Are you guys more of a rock band or more of a country rock band? Or how would you describe
it? We're more of like a, I mean, we've kind of got like our own genre. We do like some swampy rock, some country rock. It more gravitates towards rock and roll music though, really.
I love that swampy rock, man. I love that. I never heard that before until I started doing this podcast. That and what's the other one? Is it red dirt?
Red music. That's what we are, really.
Yeah, yeah. I love that, man, because it conjures up an image, you know. So
yeah, it's a big variety, man.
How did you meet your bandmates? Did you just know them anyway, and you all decided, you know, like one guy you start playing with, and you say, "Well, I know this guy, or we know this guy," and then the next thing you know, we got a band. How'd that happen?
Yeah, so my buddy Chandler Shockley, my bass player, I've known him for a long time. We became friends in high school. And Jordan Kane, I just kind of met him in Elk City. He's a musician also. Mm-hmm. He's a drummer, but he has his own band and plays for a few different other bands and has played with some real big names. But I got in touch with him, and he started jamming with us too. And then Jevin Lester, I mean, he started as a filling guitar player. Now he's playing with us pretty much full time.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Friend of the music scene.
And now you had another band before Hunter Hughes. So when did Hunter Hughes rise out of the ashes from the previous band?
Back in 2021.
Okay.
Whenever we kicked things off.
And what was the band name before Hunter Hughes?
It was called Oklahoma Tallgrass Band.
See, that sounds more country. It sounds more like almost like a bluegrass band, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I ain't going to lie to you, it was kind of a terrible band, honestly. Just a bunch of kids not knowing what they were doing.
Yeah, but that's where you learn.
Having fun. Yeah.
Did you get paid at that, or did you get paid at this acoustic set first?
The acoustic set first. We played some free shows, but we never had any paying gigs. And we only ever played two gigs together.
Oh, wow.
And after that, it was just I went solo, kind of just playing acoustic shows. And that's where I started getting paid. And then my buddy that I used to play guitar with, he was in the first band with me, and I called him one day and was like, "Hey, man, we should start playing as a band again. Let's get some guys to play with us, and let's start an actual band. Let's actually do it for real this time."
So if somebody
that's just how we came about.
If somebody hires Hunter Hughes' band, how long of a set are you playing?
Typically, we play anywhere from a 90-minute set to a 2-hour set.
Yeah, well, you can't be doing that with just originals, and you got to be mixing some covers in there.
Yeah. We do about 50-50, yeah. Half covers, half originals.
That sounds about right with the time frame. And you go nonstop then. If you only do an hour and a half, you can go nonstop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a fun show too, man. You just get up here and just rock for an hour and a half and say, "Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye. See you tomorrow."
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. Where do you play a lot? Where do you play mostly?
I do a lot of gigs here in Western Oklahoma, and we've been playing in Fort Worth, Texas a lot too. Just really? Kind of branching out. We play all over Oklahoma, and we're getting more towards Texas. We actually like playing Texas more than Oklahoma.
Really? How come?
Yeah. Crowds are always better. Okay. A lot of the places we go up there have, like the Stockyards, they have a built-in crowd every night. So, I mean, you ain't never got to worry about it. People being there, it's always at capacity.
You just got to be good enough to be able to come back.
Yeah.
That's, like, anybody can get that first gig, But you got to be good enough to get the second one too, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So when did you venture off into songwriting, man? We've got a few songs that you wrote that we're going to listen to. When did you decide to try your luck at songwriting? And then when you did, when did you say, hey, that's not bad, let's do this?
Yeah, man. So after high school is when I really got into, playing guitar and everything else. And I took up songwriting and singing too about the same time. And I wrote a few songs and I didn't ever think too much of them. But the first song I ever wrote was, it's called Small Town Blues.
Oh, really?
And a couple of buddies of mine really liked it. And it's the first song I ever released, but some of my buddies really liked it and thought I should get it recorded and stuff. So I kind of decided to do that. And that's what really probably started my music career.
So
my first song.
The songs we're going to listen to, the first one I have on deck is She's Been Sleeping. So is this a personal experience? Or?
So it's actually one of my buddies. I wrote it about one of my friends. He actually wrote it with me, my bass player.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a bad relationship he was in that kind of ended in a weird way.
Oh, really? So when you do that, does he come with the concept and you put the concept to words and then he adds music, or does it work the other way around, or what?
It was kind of more of like a team effort. He came over and we started writing about it, and I kind of had like a chord progression going already. Yeah. And we kind of just wrote to it and kind of just did it on the fly.
That's fun though, how that evolves. You know, it's like, hey, I'm kind of working on this riff. What do you think? And it becomes, and next thing you know, like, wait, where are we going with this? That's neat. So She's Been Sleeping, co-written by your bass player, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And Chandler Shockley wrote it with me.
Shockley. You mentioned him quite a few times. So he's the one that's been with you the longest, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, the song is called She's Been Sleeping. Our guest, Hunter Hughes Band, here on the Music America Podcast. We'll give it a listen right now. Hunter Hughes Band here on the Music America podcast. Our guest, Hunter Hughes. I'm your host, Tom Pollard, and a couple more songs coming your way in just a moment. If you're looking for a world-class team to help build your music career, the one you've always wanted, check out BigRecords.World. Now, Big Records World is the world leader in indie music. They're one of the most forward-thinking record labels in the music industry today. They just won the ISSA Independent International Promoter of the Year Award just this past year, as a matter of fact. Operating since 2019, they have a full team of professionals, services, and connections that you need in the music industry. But the best part, they do everything non-exclusive. So you don't have to worry about losing control or losing your brand or your music. Big Records World has a vast team that specializes in sponsorships, touring, nonprofits, distribution, marketing, radio, sync licensing, podcasts. I mean, you name it, TV. They'll take care of you on all fronts. This team works with artists right on up to some of the biggest in the entertainment industry today and down to some of the smallest groups you'll maybe never even hear of, you know. But they do it all. And whatever it is you're looking for, the Big Records World music community will be a very important welcome to your musical family. And email them today at mark@bigrecords.world, mark@bigrecords.world, and let them amplify your music and brand. With Hunter Hughes from Foss, Oklahoma here, we kick off the week in Oklahoma, the Music America podcast. Hunter, videos. Have you done videos?
I have. We did one for the song we just listened to, She's Been Sleeping. We did one. So we had a gig in Elk City last year at the rodeo, and it was a big turnout. We had a real big turnout. So we went ahead and did a promo shoot for it and did a whole music video on it. It was a pretty cool deal, man. I had my friends at Opacity Sky Media help me out with that, and they did a killer job, man.
Have you had any video experience prior to that?
Not really.
Interesting. And so you sit there and you play, you can play and play and play, but all of a sudden cameras come in and you're like, uh-oh, do I really look like that? That is always one that I hear a lot of. Who's that guy? That's you. It is not, you know. And how many takes it takes. You know, that's the other thing I hear. It's like, how many times are we going to keep shooting the same thing over and over and over again, you know? So as a semi-producer then, to you, when is the song finished?
For me, man, a song, for me, when it's finished, I just feel like everything has to be, in a way, perfect in my mind.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, we've worked on a lot of songs, and I've got some songs in the vault that are going to be coming out, but
yeah.
I've just got to give it that own, like, that Hunter Hughes Band touch. We just got to kind of make it our own style, really.
Then the next song we're going to listen to, Across the Devil. I always want to say Cross by the Devil. It has like a Charlie Daniels kind of feel to it to me.
Yeah, man, it's like some outlaw country, little swamp rock type. Yeah. It's really cool. Got some really cool guitar work in it, and it's just a song me and a buddy came up with, and it was whenever I first started really diving into drop D tuning is whenever we wrote that. I had a buddy, he's a pretty good guitar player. His name's Brock Vaughn. He plays guitar for me here and there too. And I called him one evening and was like, hey man, check this out. I've been working on some riffs and stuff in drop D. And he's like, hey, I'll come over. And he came over and I kind of showed him what I was doing. He's like, why don't you do this? And he did the signature riff of the song. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, we should write a song off that. And in 3 or 4 minutes, we had her finished.
Wow. That's amazing to me, man. Just a musical riff. I mean, I'll come up with a phrase, an idea of a song. I'll come up with some lyrics, but then I try and put it to music. I'm like, no. And then I'll be noodling around on one of my guitars. Like, I got a guitar behind me. It's tuned to Dad Dad. You know, just a, there's a Civil War song I mess around with. It's in Dad Dad tuning. And I'll start messing around with that, and I'll say, well, that really sounds really dissonant. And I'll remember it's an awkward tuning, you know. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, something will come. You know, like Day of the Eagle by Trower. And then I'm like, hey, that might work into something.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I mean, I feel like we do our best writing when we have a guitar in our hands.
Yeah.
I could write all day long, but I can't ever get it to go to music. I can never put music to it. But if I start with the music, it usually the songwriting comes a lot easier for us.
Yeah. A story I talk a lot about here on the podcast is the song Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You, Tomorrow I'll Miss You, All My Lovin', the song by the Beatles. First song the Beatles wrote where they wrote the lyrics first. So look at all that success that they had before that song even came out. That's the first song they wrote where they wrote the lyrics first. So you know, there is no chicken or egg theory. That's the exact right way. In other words, you know, there's ways that other people have done it. And that's kind of fun to be able to sit there and crank that out that quickly. So,
oh yeah. I feel like the best songs are written fast.
Yeah.
In my opinion, just because, I mean, I can sit here all day and try to write a song, but if I kind of, if I try to force it, it never comes out. But if something just comes to you, you just write it down as soon as it comes to you. I mean, I usually try to stick with stuff like that and just run with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to listen to something you ran with here, the second song, right?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Okay. Cross the Devil with Hunter Hughes Band, our second song here on the Music America podcast. Crossed the Devil, Hunter Hughes, the Hunter Hughes Band from Foss, New Mexico, from Foss, Oklahoma, here on the Music America podcast. We've all done this. We've all done this before. I know we've all done it. You're sitting there, you're playing music, you find that perfect tone, you know, you're looking, you find it. And then the owner comes up to you and says, hey, you know what, guys, you're a little too loud or something to that effect. He says, can you turn it down a little bit? And then that which you spent all day trying to get, right? The tone, you know, when you're always in the sweet spot. Introducing the Lexi from Landry Amps. The Lexi is a 100-watt amp that has at its core a vintage plexi circuit. The Lexi's got a rhythm crunch channel, boosted lead channel. It has digital reverb, a tube buffered effects loop, depth control, an awesome voicing switch. It has considerably more gain than a plexi does at volumes that range from a whisper all the way to concert volumes, okay? And it's designed to be played at those lower volumes without losing that tonal quality. The two channels actually each have their own gain and master volume control, but they share the EQ. which is the key. You can check him out at Landry Amps. Landry's got a YouTube channel. You just go to YouTube and type in Landry Amps, and you'll see him walk room by room. Here's this amp. Here's this amp. Here's this amp. Here's how this sounds. Here's how this one sounds, et cetera, et cetera. You know, here's how the LS30 sounds different from the Lexan. Here's the LS100G3 and how that one sounds different. Or you can just go to his website, www.landryamps.com. You go to his website, and he's going to direct you to his YouTube channel. Either way, you can check out all the amps that Bill Landry has available for you, custom amps from Landry Amps, www.landryamps.com. Hunter Hughes is our guest. We've got time for one more song. And boy, this running this podcast, I feel like I'm doing this a lot sometimes. The last song is called Chasing My Tail. So is that a metaphor? Are you literally chasing tail or what? What's that about?
It's a metaphor. Kind of about, so I wrote the song about a past relationship of mine. Oh. And it's kind of just about someone driving you a little crazy, kind of making you have you running in circles.
How long were you?
Not like full blown crazy, but a little bit.
Well, what's the Waylon song? I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane.
Yeah.
How long were you guys together?
This girl, I think I was running around with her for about 8 months.
Uh-huh. So a better answer would be long enough to be chasing my tail.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How do you guys get jobs? Because you're not in Oak City. You're not in a major metropolitan area. How do you go out and get your jobs? Is the word taking off right now about Hunter Hughes and Hunter Hughes Band?
We're starting to grow here and there. I mean, we're gradually coming up, but most of the time, like I'll send emails out and reach out to venues and stuff and get gigs that way. Or I mean, I've got a lot of friends in this industry. We song swap or show swap or whatever, and we do a lot of that. And I like to do stuff kind of one-on-one. I'll go to the venues and talk to the owners or the managers and stuff and just kind of tell them who I am and try to get hooked up that way too.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That always amazed there was a guy that worked with me for a while, and I ran a pest control company, and it was also the front man of a cover band. So we'd be driving around and be calling. You know, I'd call Hunter. I'd say, "Hey, Hunter, this is Tom, the bug man. We're on our way over to take care of your ants. Be there in about 20 minutes. And he'd say, "Okay, cool." And I'd hang up. I'd call up Brothers Bar and Lounge or whatever and say, "Hey, Mike, this is Tom from the Music of America podcast," or whatever. You know, but at the time, it was Modern Vintage was our band. And we're looking to fill some gaps in our calendar. What do you got open this month? It's like, how do you do that? So you're a bug man on this hand, and on this hand, you're a rock and roll music producer. I said, you do the job, man. That's what it is. So do you shoulder all of that responsibility, or do you share that?
We share it a little bit. I do a lot of it, and I've got some people helping us out here and there. But Chandler Shockley, he does some booking too.
Yeah. You ever had a conflict where Chandler calls you up and says, "Hunter, I got this gig I want to do. What do you think?" And you say, "No, man, I'm not doing strip clubs," or "I'm not." I had a buddy, a drummer buddy of mine was playing at a swingers club, and he didn't know what it was.
Oh,
until
God.
I found out, and he's like, "I don't ever want to do that again."
Now, we haven't really had that problem yet. We try to just pretty much take whatever we can. So we're young and hungry.
There you go. The best kind, man, best kind. Well, let's hear how hungry you are in the last selection, the last song we're going to hear from the Hunter Hughes Band, the song called Chasing My Tail here on the Music of America podcast.
Chasing my tail, Yeah, I've been chasing my tail. Yeah, I've been chasing my tail, running these back roads down, trying to find my way out of this town. But you already know these old back roads are where I call home. She's got me flying 80, driving drunk behind the wheel. Cause she just did a 180, turned around and walked away. And now I'm chasing my tail. She's got me chasing my tail. I've been chasing my tail, running these back roads down, trying to find my way out of this town. You but you already know these old back roads are where I call home. Chasing my tail, yeah, I've been chasing my tail, yeah, I've been chasing my tail, running these back roads down, trying to find my way out of this town.
Chasing My Tail with the Hunter Hughes Band. As we kick off Oklahoma here on the Music of America podcast, before we leave today, Hunter, this last segment of the show we call Shameless Self-Promotion, and it's just that. Please be shameless. Self-promote. Tell us where we can find the Hunter Hughes Band, whether it's on a website or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Tell us things that are coming up in 2025 that you're excited about that we should be looking for.
Okay, so you could find info about our band all over social medias. All social medias are Hunter Hughes Band or Hunter Hughes Music. And go give us a follow. I'd really appreciate it. But you can check out our music on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music, all major streaming platforms. We have merch at all our shows. We've got a lot of big shows coming up this year.
Yeah,
we're doing a few festivals. We got Droverstock in Chickasha, April 3rd. So if you're in the Chickasha area and want to come check it out, come on. It'd be a really good time. And another thing we're working on this year is we're about to start on an album. We're about to do a big album release this year, and we're really excited for that and to show y'all what we got.
That is really cool, man. So these are just singles that you have out right now, right?
Yeah.
And are they even available? Right, are they available for consumption? Can somebody download, say, Across the Devil? Can somebody get She's been sleeping? They can get that now. Okay.
Yep. They're on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, wherever people get their music. They can go check them out. She's Been Sleeping is one of our more popular songs right now. We released it back in July, and it's been doing really well. So y'all go check it out, and I hope everybody likes it.
Well, Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin brothers, interviewed him years ago, and he said something to me like, so you like everything we've done so far? So yes, sir. He goes, well, good. But if you don't, then shut up. We don't need the bad press. Hunter, thank you so much. I should point out that you really bailed us out here. We had a last-minute cancellation. I was real frantic about trying to get somebody. We've been trying to get you on the air since last year. So the music gods must have opened up their eyes and said, let's put these two brothers together, because It worked out. It worked out really cool. Appreciate you coming on, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me. I really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun, man. Talking music with rock and rollers is always fun.
Dude, I love it.
There we go. Hunter Hughes and the Hunter Hughes Band, our guest here on the Music of America podcast tomorrow. We'll be in Franklin, where we'll meet this phenom, Emily Elgin. I just love this woman. I love the energy. I love the voice. I love the passion that she brings. You're going to enjoy it, too. Emily Elgin, our guest tomorrow here on the Music of America podcast. You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. We invite you to follow us at our website, www.musicofamericapod.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, under the same name, Music of America. Please check us out and give us a like and a follow. Every day, Monday through Friday, we will feature a new guest from that week's featured state. Keep following us as we evolve on these platforms to continue to give members of the music community a voice and a presence. And thank you for listening to the Music of America podcast. Let's see how that sounds.